being. For now, we want to focus on the physicality of our being, meaning we are looking at our skeleton, our organs, all the flesh, all the liquids, and trying to find a simple awareness resting on that view. And while we are with our physicality, we also want to connect with the planet, letting our roots grow down towards the center of the earth and becoming aware of being part of a larger organism, being part of nature and being of nature. So while we are connecting to the planet, we also want to feel the vibration of that connection, and that's not going to happen in the mind. It's something we just feel. How does the connection to the earth feel? How does it feel in the body? And with that, we also want to start to feel the inside of our body, feeling our bones and feeling our organs. Going deeper into making a connection with the physical body, relaxing into that awareness. And while we are moving through that connection from the body to the earth and the other way around, we also start now to move our awareness up the spine, vertebra by vertebra, to the top of the head. And while we are doing this, we want to make a vertical connection within the body. So when we are starting to open the voice, working with the breath, we want to start to practice making a vertical connection. In our daily life, we are mostly horizontally aligned as we are looking around and talking to people. So this is a great opportunity for us to practice verticality. So we imagine little branches coming out of the top of our head like a tree. So the symbol of the tree is a beautiful symbol to work with, firmly grounded into the earth. Our body is the trunk of the tree, and we are branching out into the sky. So the connection from the top of our head to the skies feels different than the connection to the earth, and we just want to be aware of the vibration up there. And it's not about making something up or trying to find out how it's feeling. It's more about just being present with the top of the head and with the bottom of our spine while we are sitting on the grounds. So the instrument of the voice is everything between the top of the head and the soles of our feet. That is your instrument for your voice. And we want to start to practice connecting vertically, being a bridge between heaven and earth. And then we want to also start to connect to our breath. We just feel the breath coming in, feeling the breath coming out without adding anything or taking anything away. We just want to be present with us breathing. And also tuning into the phenomena of who we are on a physical level. The combination of all those parts of the body functioning, breathing, perceiving, we also want to be aware of the parts in the body that are moving naturally while we are breathing. Most likely we will feel a movement in the belly area, in the solar plexus area. That's the area we want to start to open up when we are working with the voice. The area where the diaphragm is sitting. That's where the force of the voice is coming from. We don't want to connect the voice to the throat. The force of the voice is coming from the diaphragm. Because we are using our breath in order to produce sound. And each sound is riding on the out-breath. So we want to start to make that connection. We're going to go deeper into the breathing, breathing into the nose, belly moves outwards, rib cage is floating up. And breathing out of the mouth, belly is moving inwards, rib cage is relaxing. Let's do a little meditation within this breathing method. Breathing into the nose, belly is moving outwards. The rib cage is floating up. And breathing out of the mouth. Belly is moving inwards. We are relaxing. Staying connected to the grounds, staying connected to the sky, aligning vertically, imagining breathing up and down rather than in and out. The next out breaths, we're going to start to release a sound, whatever sound is coming from within, just letting it emerge from the inside, riding on the out breath out, any natural sound that is emerging. And we do this a few more times. Ah. Let's do two more times. And on the last out breath afterwards, we want to squeeze our face and relax it. Opening the jaw, relaxing the jaw, opening the mouth, just squeezing all those muscles in our faces. Sometimes we forget we have a lot of muscles in our faces. They want to be practiced as well. And then we take a deep breath in and out. And we can open our eyes when we